Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from US Gold Corp, traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol USAU. Shad and I are chatting again with Ed Carr, founder and director. Now, Ed, a couple news releases to cover off here, and a lot of really looking ahead to some catalysts coming up for the company. We're going to start off with the CK Gold Project. Now, that is in Wyoming. This is the company's flagship project, and we've gotten a couple news releases, one on August 17th that announced a new website and video for the CK Gold Project, and another news release on July 22nd that one part of the news release, at least, provides an update on the pre-feasibility timing, again, at the CK Gold Project. Ed, please bring us up to speed in terms of near-term news flow and really the development and progress of the CK Gold Project. What can you share with us?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Great to be back on. Thanks so much for having us. So things are going very, very well for us in Wyoming. We actually have a lot of activity on the ground right now as we speak. And just to bring you and the listeners up to date, so as you mentioned, we recently just put out a press release on a new website, new video for our CK Gold Project. I would certainly invite everyone to go out there and take a look at that video. It's only about 3 minutes, and I think gives you a real good overview. Myself and our president, CEO George B., talking about the project. The new website is much more of a project-specific website than our publicly traded company website. And that one talks about the mining process, gives a lot of information. Copper King, the CK Gold Project, I think, as you guys know, will be an open pit mine. We are going to produce a gold copper concentrate by flotation with a gravity circuit. And the first step in that is getting our PFS, our pre-feasibility study, out. So we put out that press release on July 22nd. Just giving a little update on that PFS timing. Has been a little bit of delays with us, like the whole industry, you know, some delays in getting some final assays back, especially some of the metallurgy we've been working on for the PFS. But we anticipate having this document out by the end of the third quarter, so definitely by the end of September. If we can get it out earlier, we would want to do that, because in early and mid-September, we are going to be presenting at the Beaver Creek Precious Metal Summit, and then right after going to the Denver Gold Conference in Colorado Springs.
Well, Ed, just also bring folks up to speed on the fact that you know that you have a general PEA from the past that you can work off for a rough idea of the economics, but you've continued to do metallurgical testing. You've floated the idea out there of using the pit as a water storage area. There's a lot of cool synergies on some of the things you're working on as you move towards this PFS. So maybe bring folks up to speed on all the work the company's done outside of the drilling to keep moving the economics forward on the project.
Yeah, be happy to do so. And thanks for pointing that out. You know, the amount of work that's gone into this PFS has been significant. This is going to be a very robust PFS, a lot of geotechnical studies. We have done a lot of pit slope stability, resource expansion, and hydrology. Hydrology, we've drilled a lot of water wells. We're looking at the rock, at the soil geochemistry, et cetera. Because as you point out, one of the things that we're exploring for an option is making this big open pit hole a future water storage facility. We think this will make a great, you know, pit lake, potentially a reservoir. This deposit, the CK Gold Project, it's hosted in granite diorite, so that granite is very, very tight. The water doesn't tend to seep out at all. And it seems like, you know, there's not going to be any nasty elements or arsenic, anything like that. So it looks on surface right now, we're still doing a lot more work, very, very positive. And I'm sure all your listeners know, water is becoming such a big issue. You know, look at what's happening to Lake Mead, the Colorado River going emergency rationing right now. Out west, water storage and water capacity is critical. Greater Cheyenne needs more water capacity, especially after 2030. They're going to be at a critical shortage. So if we can get this project into production and with have about a 10-year life of mine, you know, right as they're moving into a critical time period, we might be able to provide a real solution and a nice water storage facility for the Cheyenne community. In addition, one of the things we're also exploring and looking at is that granite diorite that this deposit is hosted in. Our granite is really, guys, nice looking granite. I mean, when you extract the core and you look at it, it looks like a kitchen countertop. And that granite and that rock is very valuable in the local markets as aggregate. So we all know about the Biden administration and with the big infrastructure, you know, stimulus coming forward, trillions of dollars. So construction materials and aggregate are very, very much in demand. So we're looking at this right now. We anticipate we're going to have about 30 million tons of aggregate coming out of this project. And we've got to dig that waste rock out, that non-mineralized material, to get the mineralized material, the gold, the copper, and the silver out as well. So we'll have no incremental cost in getting the aggregate out. And it's very, very readily saleable and marketable. There's a big local market for aggregate in the greater Cheyenne area, and then certainly getting down towards Denver, that whole front range of Colorado with a big building boom. So we'd love to incorporate some of these aggregate economics into the PFS, and our primary contractor, Goofsteson and WSP, they are doing a market study on that right now. So I think this could provide some significant economic upside to the project.
Ed, how quickly would you intend or plan on having some sort of a construction decision made on the CK Gold project post-PFS?
Yeah, that's a good question. And here's what I think are the potential reasonable timelines at this point. Definitely a forward-looking statement, but PFS out by, let's say, end of September. All of our field season, the work and activity that's taking place right now in Wyoming, we're capturing that baseline environmental data. We're getting all of the engineering and geotechnical studies done for a full bankable feasibility study. We think that can be out, Corey, by the end of this year. So by early next year, early 2022, we will be in a position to file a mine plan permit. Now, being in the state of Wyoming, on all state of Wyoming ground, we have no federal government oversight on this project. So there's no U.S., you know, Bureau of Land Management, Environmental Protection Agency, even the Army Corps of Engineers. So none of it. And Wyoming's quite quick on the permitting process. We think that could be approved in 12 months. So by early 2023, we could have an approved mine permit. And then that would be the construction decision, raise the capital, go out and build the mill. George B. assures me that there's a pretty simple project. He could build the mill and facility in about 1 year. So I'd anticipate 2023, a construction year, into 2024. And, you know, early to mid 2024, we can have this project into production.
Well, Ed, as you continue to move that forward on the PFS, talk to us about some of the work on the ground that you mentioned, the exploration work that's still going on. Is the balance of that mostly infill drilling at this point, or are you still trying to step out and grow the size of the resources there?
Yeah, both. Both. We're certainly doing some additional infill drilling this summer, because in the PFS, you know, we'll certainly show an MII resource. And we want to get as much inferred as we can into the measured and indicated categories, into the bankable fees, and then also resource expansion. We know the deposit's open at depth. We also know the deposit is open down to the southeast. The grades get a little lower down to the southeast. And when you've got that overburden, obviously there becomes a point, because the deposit tends to slope down, where you've got too much overburden material to make it economic. However, with us, that overburden is the granite aggregate. So we might have a real market for that, which could change the economics pretty dramatically into the feasibility study. If we can sell that aggregate, then we have a very, very low mining cost on the project.
So, Ed, kind of combined with the exploration that's ongoing at still a number of projects, the company did bring on a new VP of exploration, Kevin Francis. This was announced July 22nd. Can you give us a little background on Kevin and what he's going to bring in terms of the exploration outlook here?
Sure, I'd love to. And, you know, Kevin is just such a solid professional. Just like George B., you know, George has a 40-year career in the mining industry, and Kevin has a 40-year career just about as well. So very, very experienced. And I'll tell you, Kevin was our primary consultant on the PFS. We are using Gustafson. They're a member of WSP. And since September 2020, Kevin was the QP, the qualified person out there for the PFS. And I think it's just an incredible endorsement of the company, the management, and the project when one of your primary consultants loves the project and loves the company so much that he wants to join you full time. And that's what happened. You know, Kevin got along so well with George B., with our other members like Eric Alexander, that he just said, guys, I'm very impressed with your company, with your projects. I'd love to come on. And we were so happy to bring him on. You know, Kevin's been VP of several different companies, Orkana. He was VP of technical services for Oracle Mining, NovaGold Resources, principal geologist at AMEC Mining, and, you know, really, really experienced. He is a qualified professional under both, you know, SEC SK 1300 and the Canadian 43101 standards. Holds a master's degree and a BA in geology from the University of Colorado. And he's based out of Denver, so it's a real easy commute for him to get up to the CK Gold project.
Okay, Ed, well, now let's take a look at some of the other projects the company holds. While CK Gold is the flagship, there are three other projects, the Chalice Gold Project in Idaho and two projects in Nevada, the Keystone Project and the Maggie Creek Project. You had put out some news at the end of June that you'd completed the drilling at Maggie Creek and put out 4,440 feet or approximately 1,353 meters in two different holes. So I know we're still waiting on some of those assays to come back, but what did you generally learn from the drilling that you did? How did the geology and the results that you saw in the core inform what you'll be looking at moving forward with the project?
Yeah, it is an earlier stage project, and we were very, very encouraged, Chad, with this drilling at Maggie Creek. And I'll tell you, some of the key takeaways were we developed this target kind of as a thesis of looking at some of the historic drill data, geochemistry, and geophysics. And we are very close, I think you know, to Newmont's big, massive gold quarry deposit. We think that there is potential of hosting another gold quarry type deposit. That's a 26 million ounce monster on our Maggie Creek claims. So the drilling we did, we drilled two drill holes, 4,440 feet in those two drill holes. We were really looking to test the host rocks, see if we have all the conditions there. A lot of the ounces on the Carlin Trend are hosted in lower plate rock and a key rock formation called the Popovich Formation. Now, most of the geos thought that this Popovich Formation was quite deep on our Maggie Creek claims, maybe, you know, 4,000 plus feet. So as we drill down, this is the most favorable rock package on the Carlin, and we hit Rodeo Creek siltstones down to about 1,700 feet, and then the Popovich Formation was right after. So that was really encouraging. In our first hole from 1,700 feet all the way down to 2,767 feet, we hit the Popovich Formation. We hit three really thick intervals, a very strong alteration. We saw incredible looking sulfides within the Popovich. We saw all the key ingredients that the geologists want to see, you know, incredible looking alteration, decalcification, silification. We saw really, really strong pathfinders, some of the strongest arsenic readings. We saw that sooty pyrite, orpiment, and brecciated hydrothermal dolomite. So it was very, very prospective. We're still waiting on final assay results from these two holes. We know that we hit some anomalous gold. We had incredible showings of arsenic, mercury, thallium. You know, so that was really, really good. On that press release, we put out a couple photos of the core, so people can go back and take a look at that. And I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that impressed me the most is certainly not the stock market reaction to this press release, because it's been kind of a tough market. But after we put this press release out, we had a couple industry majors call us up and say, wow, guys, can we go under CA? We think you are like right on the edge of something extremely significant. So when you get big industry players telling you that, you know, that's real, real validation.
Absolutely. It is. Ed, let's wrap it up here quickly with a summary. News flow. What should investors be keeping an eye on coming out in the near term from the company?
Yeah, next couple of weeks. I mean, certainly the biggest catalyst for us is going to be the pre-feasibility study at the CK Gold Project. So keep your eyes peeled for that. We want to have that out by the end of the third quarter. So by the end of September, hopefully sooner if we can. So probably in the next, you know, 5 to 6 weeks, that will certainly be out. Right after that, just several updates we'll have on the CK Gold Project. We'll have more updates on Maggie Creek. We'll certainly be talking about Keystone and finally Chalice, you know, as we can try and move that permitting process forward.
All right, Ed, appreciate the update here. We'll post a link to the U.S. Gold Corp website and to the news page so you can read over any of those news releases. Also, send us any questions you might have for Ed and the team. Emails are fleck@kereport.com and shad@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you, and we'll follow up as some of these near-term catalysts start to hit the market. Ed, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys. You too.